Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful BBS program. Today is Wednesday, in case you're listening to the archives. And if you didn't know what day it was, today is Wednesday, everybody. It's March 14th, 2012. Thank you, Larry. Larry's right on time. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here for pain, if anybody has any pain in their body. Remember, you have to think of where the pain is. People do like to put their hands on if you have any pain. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man, I'm yawning. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, let's go talk about maybe some self-empowerment stuff today. Anybody would like to call in, you can. So we will bring Carrie on here. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So we're on Station 2 tonight, Wednesday. And I assume we're having the Q&A tonight, are we, Ron?
Yeah, that would be fine. Sure, no problem.
Okay, so I know Cindy's typed in the clsquestions at yahoo.com address, so if you have questions between 8 and 9, we'll take them over on that email on the Q&A. And, of course, the number, somebody did type it in earlier. I'll just say it for those of you who are listening on the phone. It's 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99, and then the pound sign, so 506399 pound. So quite a few people on the fast chat, and I see Joseph here is saying he tried crashing timelines to keep that time change from Saturday going to keep me off alien timelines. It's working very well. The alien timelines don't appear to be able to find me very easily. So that is interesting. I know, Ron, on Saturday when you were on with Kathy, you guys were talking about the time change and everything. I didn't hear the whole show, but I heard part of it, and I know you were having people suggesting that they cut and paste the pre-spring forward hour change onto where they are now. So it looks like for Joseph, at least, it's working very well.
That's great. Joseph, do you have special glasses on? I don't recognize you, and maybe a mustache and a beard. Oh,
or an
anyway.
Invisible suit.
Yeah, invisible suit, that would be good, yeah. So let's, I am taking, any of you out there are back in New York, I could probably do some private sessions if you're interested in that. I'll be back there for a couple of weeks. I'll probably be very busy. We are doing a special workshop. That would be on the 29th. But if I do see you at the expo and you wish to have a special session, I could probably arrange something there or even before that. So just give me an email. Let me know what your phone number is, and I'll get back with you. So let's do something here. I'm picking up teeth. So I don't know if anybody has any problems with their teeth or gums, but we'll do a clearing for that. It's also work for people who don't have a problem because you probably have had a cavity once in a time or something, so the energy can still be with you. Let's clear that away for you. Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, oh man, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I see Neat is saying here, I feel like I'm missing a big piece of the puzzle. I keep up with the unlimited emotional clearing, and yet I still feel uneasy a lot. So I'm kind of relating that to what you were saying, Ron, about wanting to talk about self-empowerment. So what could be causing Neat to feel uneasy despite the fact that she's running the unlimited emotional? Probably a lot.
Yeah, let's see here. Take away some entities that might be stressed out and or maybe with anxiety. So here we go. One, this works for everybody else listening. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And they will be talking about self-empowerment on the at the expo, which will be on Saturday. I will be. This will be the 24th. I'll be doing a enlistment program for those of you who would like to battle the aliens, and it'll be at 8 o'clock in the evening. This is at the New Yorker Hotel, the New Life Expo, and it'll be in the Tribeca Room at 8 o'clock. So if you're interested, take note of that, and we'll be enlisting people. We had quite a few in L.A. I would say 25, 30 people, I think, probably got enlisted there. So normally your life is much better down here because you do feel like you're accomplishing something, and the energy just kind of leaves you of a lot of the negative stuff around you. The soldiers are there, you know, helping you because you're in their units. They may see things that you don't even perceive coming at you. Of the alien attacks, etc. So, back to you, Terry.
Okay, and it does seem that people are doing this not on just one other timeline, multiple timelines. People seem to be enlisted on. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how that works, Ron.
And normally, you're just on one timeline, but if you choose to enlist in a different country besides the one here, or with this one and other ones, you can do that also. It's your request. But you first have to get enlisted in the a U.S. Time-traveling soldier elite forces timeline. And then from there, if you wanted to, say, go to Canada or to the ones that are doing you know, battles of the multinational forces, maybe in Mexico, for instance, or maybe you're a Cuban, you want to do that. Maybe you're Irish, you want to join your countrymen there, you know, you can do that. So if you do have another language that you speak, you can also go there and do that too. Very interesting. The Russians seem to have the most heart energy for some reason. That's what I've noticed each time that I bring the soldiers in. So I can do that now if you like. So we'll just have fun with this here. And if you wish to enlist, you can. So we'll first bring in the U.S. forces here. These are time-traveling soldiers, and they're underneath the time-traveling founding fathers, the ones that made the Constitution here, the United States, in case you're listening, you know, outside of the United States here. And they're time-traveling people that basically saw that the aliens are going to invade the Earth here in 2012. We got lots of movies about that, especially the movie Battle L.A. And they saw that the aliens were coming to us from alternate timelines. And so they come in through other timelines, and if they happen to jump onto this one here, then we're basically going to be destroyed here. So they're out keeping this timeline sacred. So we do have aliens interfering with us on this timeline. They're keeping all the ones that would normally wish to destroy us away. And maybe even the ones that are here, they're keeping away, you know, with their larger mind control ships or whatever. So we'll bring in the U.S. forces here. Here they come. These are the elite time-traveling forces. So one, two, three, 4 and 5. Okay? I'll increase their energy. And for some people, it might feel kind of heavy and dense. Other people, they might feel the room get lifted up and actually feel light. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. This is the U.S. forces, how their energy feels to you. And I'll just bring in a few of them here. You can sample them. And we'll have the U.S. forces move back a little ways. And we'll bring in the British. So here they come. They're all united for one cause, to get rid of the aliens, okay? Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the British with you right now. And you're going to feel a slight change in the air, the way their personalities are. Okay, next we'll bring in, Japanese. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll increase their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's bring in the Germans. Here we go. Okay. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll bring in the Russians now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Increase their energies for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in one more here. We'll bring in the African soldiers. These guys are big. here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. The football players that we have, how big they are, you know, with all the big muscles. These are kind of what they're like. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you notice they all are a little different. And I'll do one more if I get a request on the fast chat here. They're all united. They all have their own particular training facilities. And they fight together, fight the aliens, or maybe they go off on their own for different types of sessions to battle them. So we'll just see what we have coming up here. Well, how do you feel? Any questions on the fast chat, Carrie?
I feel good. I yawned when he brought the Japanese in, and I grinned my head off when he brought the British in. I always seem to grin my head off when you bring the Brits in. But let's see, is there anyone else requested here? I'm just refreshing the fast chat. Mick says, Americans do seem light. I wonder if breathing less dense air. Oh, Cindy, Australian. Is there an Australian?
Yes, okay. And we have also India. So here we go, Australian. Oh, here we go. Oh, coming right now. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll increase their energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the Australians.
And then somebody was, Neat says, I guess she's saying, or he, I think it's a she, gosh, I'm not sure, intrigued by France because they have a nice national anthem. So maybe, did you bring the French in? I'm not sure. I don't think you did.
I'll do that. I'll first do India.
Okay.
Oh, the Eastern India soldiers. Oh, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And I will bring in, boy, I got quite a few on here. Oh, man. Open up a can of worms here, huh? Okay, so I was going to, which one here was, we got Brazil, Canada. Let's see. Did I miss any? Did India? There was one more. Maybe I did it.
Africans, you did. Yeah. Brazil, you mentioned. Canada. Oh, Iceland.
France.
Icelanders.
Yeah, we'll do France. Here we go. French soldiers. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, okay. I'll probably stop at these here that we have up here. I got the three of Iceland, Brazil, and Canada. Okay, I'll do Iceland. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I will do Brazilian soldiers. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And now we'll do the Canadians. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Here comes their energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Here we go. So I need to bring in the North American Indians, okay?
Okay.
They are separate from us here. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. increasing their energy. The last one here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, we had a nice, this is nice, having all these soldiers come in to share who and what they are here. So you can do an enlistment right now for people since we brought these in, I guess. Really kind of plan on this show, but that's kind of the way it went here. If you wish to enlist, you can. You have to go into the United States unit first, and then from there you can transfer if you wish. Stay in the United States or go to another one or other ones too. Well, first you're going to be in the United States and you just request now that you want to do your fighting with them, we'll say, and become an alien headhunter. So here we go. Just say yes, and then if you wish to go to another particular country, you can do that also. We'll probably be on the same timeline or even different timelines. It all depends where they are. I have no control over that. Only the unit that you belong to will do that. So you can also probably request, if you don't want to fight the aliens, maybe you can push a pencil or something or use a computer. Possibility, too, for you. Could be a translator. Could, you know, be underground as like a foot soldier going through tunnels. You could be on the water, in the Navy, or you could be up in the air with ships. So here we go. Back to you. So already did that. It takes about maybe normally a week, sometimes even less. They'll train you. They'll take you into the future. You're going to be bilocated instantly out of time. And if you don't want to do it, just say you don't want to do it any longer. The neat thing is that if you're able to sense and see the unit that you're in, you may see your father at a younger age, maybe, you know, whatever age, if they were in the service here, typically we'll just say age 20 or something, you may be side by side with them. You know, that's probably World War II, typically, unless you're, you know, younger, then it could be, you know, maybe your father was in, Vietnam or, the Gulf Wars. There you may see your grandparents, a grandfather, we'll say, at the same similar age. So you could actually be seeing two or three generations instantly. They can all sort of look like you. You can be with them. That's quite something to actually view your relatives at a younger age. And naturally, you're going to be at the age that you are now. You're not going to go back in time. But they're being brought forward when they're, say, in boot camp, at that younger age. So you can actually see them in their time when they were in boot camp at that younger age. So I guess back to you, Gary, and just request it, and you'll probably be out fighting within a few days, I would imagine. You couldn't have any typical recall of what you're doing. You may get something, but you should not wake up, you know, and feel like you got, you know, a problem with your body or something. That should not really bleed through. So, back to you, Gary.
And also, Ron, I know you've mentioned before, and maybe we should mention now if there's anybody new listening or anyone who's newly enlisting, but if you do have any injuries or anything occur to you on these other timelines, that the light ship will instantly fix you because no one can be lost on these other timelines, right? You might want to explain that a little better,
Yeah,
Ron.
Yeah. The timelines can never, you can't be hurt on them. Or if you are hurt, that does happen. You are actually fixed, and you may be actually fixed better than you are now, but which could come into this timeline. It could probably bleed through that way, but you can't. Nobody can be killed that live here on this planet from these timelines, because if they would be, this timeline that we're living on right here would not be able to be created if one of your ancestors got lost. You would not be here. So everything here has to be straight up and perfect. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Cindy was just asking, you kind of answered this already, but I'll just have you clarify it. How do we request if we just want to do office work only in the Army, how do we request that?
All you do is request it.
So do you say it out loud, or do you think the thought in your head, or how do you do it?
I would say it out loud, and that would be all that's needed.
Okay. Okay, great. And then I know Liz had asked a few pages ago about the cost of private sessions with you, and Liz, what Ron likes to do is if you can send him an email and just tell him what's going on, because it's a little different with everybody depending on what your issue is and how long he may need to work with you, so there isn't really any sort of flat blank rate. It's all individual. So, okay. Randy in Chicago is saying, my cat is looking at me, like, what is happening?
Yeah, maybe the cat's seeing you with the uniform on or something that's a little different. Yes, uh-huh. But yeah, the cats are very intuitive. I wonder if the cat was looking all around the room, this was happening, you know, seeing the different energies coming in. It will be a little different. Remember, the weapons that you have, even though it may look like maybe it's an old, World War One rifle or something, if you... You know, were that old and you got enlisted, not you, but the people there, that gun will actually shoot out light. So you're using what you're used to when you do get enlisted. This is, I'd be talking to all the groups that would be enlisted, you would be shooting out light. Well, naturally, you guys aren't going to have an old musket or something, you know. If you were seeing a soldier next to you, that was in, the Civil War or something. They may have that because they're used to that. They even want to use that. I'm sure they'd probably change it to something a little more current, but it would still shoot out light. That's what you're using as light to fight the aliens with. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. My cat's in another room, but when you started bringing in the different armies, he's in the bedroom on the bed, and he started sneezing like crazy. He did about five sneezes. I don't know what that was about. Can animals enlist, or can only humans enlist?
I believe animals probably could enlist. I don't know how that would be, you know.
Yeah, how to tell them you can do this.
I am sure that there are some animals that may have the opportunity some way, somehow, to enlist, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself about how to increase the numbers and tip the odds even further in our favor, you know?
Yeah, and they can re-enlist you on a timeline, maybe 5 minutes after you enlisted if you wanted to be duplicated, but you won't be seeing a double of you. That they have done in the past when they needed to get rid of one of the races that was invading here. They had to double the forces instantly, so they had to take them, people that enlisted, maybe 5 minutes after they initially got enlisted and put them out on alternate timelines or different spaces in the timeline. It's all kind of interesting, and it can tweak your sci-fi stuff to the max here, but it's happening. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. This is saying her hamstring is feeling better already. I guess that's since the enlistment. That's a speedy repair. I think that's what you mean, Liz. Okay, I'm scanning down for questions here. There are lots of comments about the different countries and people saying that they're feeling electricity in their rooms, and I think Liz was saying the air in her room looked like it was shimmering. Why do we, or me anyway, and I know you did one time, Ron, and I'm assuming other people, why do we yawn when you bring in these armies? Because I always have that yawning like I have with some of the clearings that you do, but it's not with a clearing. What's that about?
The soldiers probably found something with you to release, so you're yawning doing that.
Oh, okay, so they're doing a little work on us.
Yeah, because they can't come in here with negativity.
Oh, okay.
They could have maybe put something out of you or saw something and did some work on you, or maybe you were actually being quartered by something. All of a sudden they took it away. That's what I would guess. I don't think it would be the negativity of the soldiers as far as having a residual. That could be possible, but I kind of doubt it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Marie R. is saying that her cats are snoozing and have not moved. Oh, and Marie R. yawned, too, the time they were coming in, and now the yawning has stopped. That's interesting. I don't remember yawning before with this. Maybe I did. I don't know. Okay, do we have any questions here? What about some callers? How about that, Ron? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I'll give the numbers out in just a sec. But I know a little bit ago, Tony in L.A. was asking if you have any expos planned this year for L.A.
This year, yeah, it'll be in October.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the date, but...
I don't exactly know the date. Last year, I think it was the September, October, the last...
crossover weekend, yeah.
That weekend there. So what it is now, yeah. I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And there was one other question. Oh, gosh, where is it? Well, let me give the phone numbers out while I try and find that. Maybe somebody can call in who enlisted a while ago and tell us the benefits you felt, or any other questions, of course, are welcome. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. That's the numbers listed there under Station 1's play button on the BBS page. And then hop down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. So, Cindy's wondering how you know when the training has started.
You may not know that. May not know when you're actually out there fighting, but once you enlist, you go through a process, and it's normally pretty quick. We've had some people actually fighting out there instantly, within a day. So we have Donna asking one, so I'll do one more for Romania. So here we go. Bring in the Romanian soldiers. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty, and BK is saying, I am in Intel, and my Molly Jack Russell frequently goes with me.
Yep.
So there you go. There's an animal in the thick of it. Very good. Interesting, huh? Maybe when we enlist, if we have pets that we would like to come help us, we could just let them know.
Yes, uh-huh.
At that point, or even later, I would think. Yeah, so there's a thought, folks. Okay, let's have a look. I think somebody was asking about whether there's a Q&A tonight, so just a reminder to everybody that there is the Q&A tonight after the show here on BBS, and the questions you need to send over to that clsquestions@yahoo.com address, and we'll read them out from there. And the phone number again is 559-546-1301. And the PIN is 506399, and the pound sign 559-546-1301, and then 506399, and the pound sign. And just write in the subject line at the top of your email there in the subject bar that you'll be listening tonight, and then put your question in the body of the email. Sometimes when some of you write your question in the subject bar, it cuts it off on the Yahoo email page, and I can't read it, so make sure your question is in the body of the email. So let's have a look. What do we have now? T is talking about maybe asking for a timeline crash on the fall of Atlantis.
Yeah, I could do that. Here we go. So one, I don't know how far it's going to go, but one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll just one of those there. We got a beep, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Is somebody on the line?
Hey, this is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, good to hear you folks all today.
Me too. Thanks for calling.
I'm wondering, I have a question about the aliens. I'm wondering if they can hop on you during a clearing to experience it.
I have never had that happen yet. So the only way that could happen possibly would be if one of the aliens is landlocked here and it would like to get out. Might feel their presence in the room. If that's the case, I'll do a clearing right now to release them. Ready?
Thank you.
Here we go. So,
yeah.
One of the light beings to help out here. And possibly maybe the same alien or group of aliens may already be in quarantine, because that's what they go to first. We'll bring in their particular race. They'll at least see them, and they can get help that way, too. Patient. So here we go. We've seen this is for everybody listening, too. Do you have any aliens hanging out needing to go to the light? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. I'll be in New York next week.
Yeah, I feel quite a relief from that.
Oh, good.
Let it go? Good.
Yes.
I think you had about 5 in there.
My goodness.
Yep.
I also was wondering if they were clones that were trying to experience the healing.
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that help.
Okey-dokey. Like I said, I'll be in New York next week, so if you want to give me a call, Tina, on my cell, you can do that. I already have one session scheduled on Tuesday morning, so be a lot of fun back there. I'll be back there for a couple of weeks. So what else? As far as self-empowerment, the two easiest clearings that we have would be the psychic billboard and then the self-empowerment one. Those are both very, very good if you wish to change. If you have trouble relocating on self-empowerment, maybe have jobs available to you, a different town or maybe even a different state, and you just don't feel like leaving where you are now and you don't know why, have the Earth grid connection that could help to release you from being stuck where you're living. Oh, that one's you want to do. It might say ley line, but I think it might be grid line. But either way, sometimes those energies keep you in place, so you're not moved. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Michaela is mentioning something about a question over on the CLS address. So, Michaela, would you type in and let me know if you're going to be on the Q&A? Because I'll read that on there if you are. And then in the meantime, Ron, there is, in addition to those two clearings that you mentioned, another good new one is the creativity clearing. If you are trying to get on with a creative endeavor, that is also a good one to do to help move a project along, as well as the self-empowerment and the billboard. And I know that hasn't been up for too long. We haven't talked about it too much, but it's kind of a nice one if what you're trying to do and feeling stuck about is something creative that would come, you know, under the umbrella of creativity. So maybe you want to just mention what that one does, because I know there's two parts to that, the emotional and the mental.
Yeah, it allows you to clear those energies. If you got somehow browbeaten or stymied from doing something that definitely affected you emotionally. And the other flip side of the coin is, how did it affect you, you know, mentally? And so both of those are good to clear the energies off of you in order to do that. So the two clearings are in one. Same, it's one price for two clearings, so it's, that's the way it works. So it should be a very good clearing for people who just maybe feel more stuck. So anyway, that's why it's up. And then we have another one coming out shortly. I don't think it's up yet, but it's the reoccurring barcode one, reoccurring situation, problematic barcode. That one might be up or might not be, but I know it's in the works, and it's really quick to come up here.
I think it is up, Ron. I'm just checking, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it may have been, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to quickly get onto the page, sorry. But that is the one that we've been talking about on and off for a while, where you feel like you might have a barcode on you for any number of different things, and it could be a health issue or you know, a lot of different things. Maybe you can talk about it, Ron, in terms of the health problems. I know you've mentioned that before, where you have a barcode on perhaps a part of your body that you can't get healed, or for a particular disease or something.
Yeah, it's just something that you feel is odd with you. You know, you do everything that you can, and you just can't seem to shake it. And that could be because you have a barcode. There are other clearings, too, that you might be able to do that could possibly help. But that one is, you know, you kind of know yourself. I've had people actually talk to me, and they say, Ron, you know, I have this particular problem here, and you know, I got a barcode on me from it. I go, yeah, it looks like you might, you know. So you yourself will know you got something on you holding you back from a barcode. So that clearing is up. It should be up right now, I think.
Yeah, it is. I just found it. So it's called Recurring Event and Problematic Situation Barcode Removal. It's a $50 one, and you can use it for all kinds of different problems. So, but there's a typo in the title. I just typed in recurring event and nothing came up, and the T is missing on event in the the page that you go to when you hit a search. So then I just put in the word recurring. So if you just do that, you'll get to the page. And then I'm just clicking on it to see if the text has made it up yet. There is some text that goes with it, but no, that's not up yet. Okay. All right. So the clearing's up, but the text is still to come. So if you have been waiting for that one, you can jump on board and get that and get started on that already. excuse me. So, okay, all my windows are messed up. I'm trying to get back to the fast chat here. So let's see where we were. What time is it? 46. Okay. Doina is saying she wants to be a translator for the Romanian army. That's a good idea. And Liz was mentioning that she's... where was that? A couple of pages back, that she's enlisted and that it's really awesome for her.
Maybe Liz could call and describe her experiences if she would like to.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Or maybe she could say what it's like to people, because some people are really curious. Some might be afraid that they may not like it or something. Or a lot of people, it's when I tell them that, like at the expo, that they came out of the woodworks, and they wanted to do this here. So it wasn't that publicized. Now I'm in the addendum, supposedly, at the expo. So it'll be actually a handout that goes in the program guide. That's very good, because I'm getting a room after scheduled events. That's why it's at 8 o'clock Saturday night. Tribeca room, so it'll be, hopefully it's a big enough room. I can't recall how big the room is, but hopefully it'll hold at least 50 people. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so a few different things here. The creativity one, no, that is not called the Creativity Jumpstart. I'm not sure what its name is. It's a whole life clearing, though, so you can look for it under the whole life stuff. And just type in the word creativity and it should come up. I'll test that in just a second. I hope I haven't misspoken. T and somebody else, BK, were both wondering what will be happening about the conference calls when you're out of town, Ron. Are you still going to be doing all of those, do you think? The Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays.
Yeah, I don't see much of a problem so far, so just I'm an autumn. I'll let you know if I don't.
Okay. Okay, so Michaela is saying she'll be on the Q&A. Okay, so I will read your question out on that one, Michaela, on the call. So Janice has an interesting question. She has a friend, Mooney, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who she feels is on a different timeline than the one Janice is on. And she's wondering if you can tell if that's correct and plop him on her timeline.
Boy.
Interesting question. Don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, I don't, might be a little bit against force of will, I think, about changing somebody's timeline. I'd probably have to say no on that one, only because it'd be against force of will. Unless you could figure out a way that I could do that, where it wouldn't be force of will.
Maybe Janice wants to go to Mooney's timeline then. I don't know. Maybe a timeline crash that Janice could do would get that. Maybe, Janice, you can timeline crash being on separate timelines from Mooney. I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, plus maybe the, that might work. Plus we have the, maybe the person, it, body is not connected timeline from the daylight savings. Oh, I think we got a, there?
Yes, we did. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Liz.
Oh, great.
Hi. So you want to give your experiences? Do you have anything?
Yeah, sure. I was kind of on the fence about enlisting and didn't really like the idea of fighting because I always thought of myself as a peaceful person, but I am so glad that I did, and it's great. I feel so much more self-empowered. I've actually noticed, like, little physical changes in my body. Like, people keep telling me, when they see me, they're like, oh, you lost weight, which is really funny. And, yeah, I think maybe that's true, but I think it's just more of my energy has changed a lot. I know, like, before I enlisted, I was really dealing with a lot of chronic illness issues, and it just kind of made me feel a lot better. I can't really describe it that well, but it just, like, I feel like I'm sleeping less. I was sleeping like maybe 12, 14 hours before, and now I'm sleeping maybe like 8 or 10, and my appetite is a lot different. And I noticed like certain foods that I used to crave, like a lot of like sugars and like junk food, I haven't really been craving that as much. So I think like it's definitely the start of like a big change for me. And what the only other thing I wanted to say was really like the first time you brought the time traveling soldiers into my room, I kind of felt like a lead blanket had been placed over me, like this kind of like when you go to the dentist and you're sitting in the chair and they put that blanket on you before they x-ray you, like that's what it felt like. And it just felt right to me. So, I mean, I don't know. I would encourage anybody that's on the fence about it to give it a try because you can always leave if you don't like it. But I'm really glad I did it, and it seems to be helping me a lot in my everyday life. It's like subtle shifts that I'm noticing kind of the deeper I get into it. And it just makes you feel like you're connected to something that actually is helping humanity and helping the planet. So that's basically my experience of it.
Hey.
That's really good. That's a lot of really positive stuff.
Other people talk about losing or having less sleep, too, or requiring less sleep.
Yeah, it's like really, I mean, I kind of felt like all I wanted to do was sleep. And I don't really feel that way anymore. And I've also noticed, like, I'm an artist, so I've been feeling a lot more creative and, like, wanting to do more projects and wanting to, like, make things again, which for, like, a couple of years, I couldn't even like muster up the energy to do that. So it's been really helpful in that regard too. So I think like anybody who's looking for like motivation or even like just feels kind of stuck, like it maybe in addition to doing like all the other wonderful healings that you offer, like maybe try this first and see how it works for you, because it really can help you. I think it's definitely helped me in like many regards.
How long ago did you enlist?
I think it was about a month ago.
Okay.
I actually wrote it down in my notebook. I'd have to look it up, but I think I've been serving for about a month now. Like I know I remember like I was in training for a week, and then I think I asked what was going on in one of the Q&A sessions, and Ron said that I had actually been enlisted into the Air Force, and I was, like, flying around in my little ship, which that was really cool to me. So, yeah, that was really neat. So that's, yeah. And then I've just every time he's brought the military back, I've requested to be reenlisted, and that's also been really good. So, yeah, I have nothing but positive things to say. I haven't noticed, like, any negative like weirdness or anything. In fact, like I feel like today I had to go to a clinic and there's like all kinds of people there, and I actually felt really protected. I mean, at certain points I felt tired and like, but it wasn't as bad as it has been in the past where I've gone and I just felt like creepy crawlies jumping all over me. So it was it helps, I think, in that way too. Like it sort of protects you from other things that are out there that can sort of like get on to you. Now I feel a lot more empowered knowing that I'm protected.
Right.
That's really wonderful. Maybe you can write that up a little bit and email it for Ron for the website, for a written testimonial for the website, because that's a nice broad range of great effects that you're
having. Okay, yeah, that's no problem. I'm happy to do that.
Okay,
hey,
wonderful.
So,
well, thanks, Liz.
We'll have the light infusion chamber all days up back in New York.
Okay, great.
Sunday. Chamber will be up each day. It's if you happen to come all the time, 2 days, then you may want to take advantage. It's $100 to do the unlimited sessions. So what I kind of recommend for that for people, the first time through, like, cleans you off. You feel great, and then do maybe about a dozen light infusions throughout the weekend. Us, like I said, is $100. We also have the, you do five, I think, for 40 also if you wanted to do that. But I would probably recommend doing the, to do the, where you can take a lot of advantage of going to the chamber. Well, after about 10 times through, you're kind of floating. And then each time you go through, it does more work on you. So it's very, very nice. Also, if you're interested in going in the chamber but not being there, get your photograph, on an email, PayPal, $100, and we'll copy your picture and put that in the chamber so it'll be on whenever they go into the chamber, so you can get a lot of sessions that way. So our time's kind of coming to a close here. I'll be using my cell phone back in New York. You can call me on that, or just send me an email is the best way, because the phone gets ringing a lot here. It's the easiest way to find me. I get my emails every day now, so I try to look at them and check them out. We need to add before we go to the Q&A?
No, the show on Friday is happening, right, Ron? So,
Yeah,
so if we didn't get to your questions today and you're not going to be on the Q&A tonight, just type them in again on Friday. I think we pretty much covered everything here. And I'll just say, somebody was saying, what is a recurring barcode? And it's not that the barcode so much is recurring, it's the recurring event. So it can be something that cycles through your life, and I'm trying to think of an example, which I'm not able to do right this second, but you might have, say, four barcodes for a twisted ankle, and throughout your life, you twist your ankle four times, that kind of idea.
That
recurs, the same kind of thing over and over. You might have barcodes that are going off at different points in your life, just like the death barcodes go off at different points in your life. So this is just kind of a different take on that same idea, but for you can use this for anything that you see recurring themes throughout your life. So, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I know the number's been typed into the FastJet a few times. Cindy, maybe you can type that in again, or Kathy, or any of you. That would be great. 559-546-1301 and 50-63-99 and the pound sign. So we'll see you guys in a few minutes over on that number. And thank you, Ron, and thanks, Liz, for calling, and all of you for your questions. And we'll switch gears over to the phone.
Okay, so, and also thank Nikki. Thank
you. Oh, Nikki. Yes, Nikki. Sorry.
Well, see you later, everybody. We'll be on the call probably in about 3 minutes or so. Blessings. See you later.
Night-night.